KUOW has learned that five law enforcement departments in Washington state have been suspended from the military surplus program known as 1033, four of them suspended in the last 2 years. That's the government program that issues surplus military gear to state and local municipalities. It's everything from shop vacs to MRAPs. The problems of some of these military items have gone missing. KUOW's Patricia Murphy is here to talk about it. First, Patricia, tell us a little bit more about this 1033 program. It's really been in the spotlight in recent weeks.
Right. We've heard a lot about it because of Ferguson Ross, but it's actually been around for about the last 20 years. This is not a new program from the military. And basically what it does is it enables law enforcement agencies to acquire military surplus gear for use in their departments. And all they have to pay is the cost of shipping, because technically, as taxpayers, we have already paid for these items.
Now, tell us about these law enforcement departments that are suspended from the program. What happened?
Well, there are five of them, Ross. One East Wenatchee Police Department was suspended from the program in July 2013 for a missing M16 rifle. And it was eventually found in a locked locker that apparently belonged to a sergeant at the department but hadn't been opened for quite some time. And the officer responsible for that weapon, according to the department, was negligent, and he was removed from duty as a firearms instructor.
Okay, that's one of the five law enforcement agencies. What about the others?
Grant County Sheriff's Office is currently suspended from the program since May 2013, again, for a missing M16 rifle. And it appears in this case that the weapon was and remains stolen. Grant County Sheriff Tom Jones wouldn't comment on the investigation that's ongoing now from the Washington State Patrol, but he was willing to share some of his concerns with us.
Sheriff and his law enforcement, I'm always concerned about any equipment that goes missing that we can't account for, and especially a firearm of any type, and especially this firearm. So it is a grave concern, and that's why I was very quick to have an outside agency come in and see if we can't figure out what happened and hopefully move forward with the accountability portion of it.
Patricia, what does he mean by the accountability portion?
Well, Grant County is very interested in getting this program reinstated. And as part of the process, they need to submit a corrective action plan to the government coordinators for 1033 to make that happen. Because the investigation is still open, they will not reinstate their ability to use this program. But they're really, really wanting to, because they're in line to get an MRAP and they want one.
Remind us what an MRAP is.
That is an armored vehicle that is a mine-resistant vehicle, very large, very, very protected.
What else did you learn from your records request about the investigation?
Well, we learned in Grant County that, in fact, what happened there was apparently the weapons were stored in an annex that had previously been a jail, and they were stored in a cell. And at some point, a detective went to open that cell, and the lock wouldn't function. And he didn't think much of it at the time. He thought the lock was malfunctioning. He snapped it off, got what he needed, put a new lock on, and left. It wasn't until they conducted an inventory sometime later that they realized that this weapon was actually missing, and a more likely scenario was that that original lock was not, in fact, broken. It was replaced by someone who was trying to cover up a crime.
I'm talking to KOW's Patricia Murphy about that military gear given to law enforcement agencies in our state, and some of it's gone missing. And another one of the law enforcement agencies that's lost some of this gear is a tribal police agency. Is that right?
Elwha Tribal Police, Ross. They were suspended from the program in January this year, and right now we're having a lot of difficulty obtaining any information about exactly what the tribe received from the 1033 program or what may have gone missing. The state told me the tribes work directly with the Defense Logistics Agency on this program, and the massive database they referred me to doesn't seem to contain the information that I need. So it's a bit of a mystery at this point what they had and what's missing.
Well, it's a huge deal when a weapon goes missing, and an M16, a military weapon, sounds like even a bigger deal. Thanks, Patricia.
Thank you, Ross.
KUOW's Patricia Murphy will have more on this story later today. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.